It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. And today, I'm going to save your tired legs. Not because you've been running through my mind all day, but because, like many of you, I'm a multi-sport athlete. And sometimes I do too much, and I damage the little precious muscle fibers in my legs, which prohibits me from going faster for longer. I just finished my eighth half Ironman, Eagle Man in Cambridge, Maryland, which was very fun. I took 43 minutes off my last time, which was great because my last time really sucked. And I was questioning my existence and whether or not I wanted to continue competing in triathlon. And I do. But you can't do it alone. You need coaches. You need the support of your family. You need good nutrition. You need resources, and you need things, and you need gear, and you need gadgets. One of the best things that has happened to at least the Ironman series over the last couple of years is a partnership with Hyperice. And so every time you go to an Ironman race, they always have a fantastic deal on something. So I always end up buying a new Hyperice gadget. And I'm not sponsored by Hyperice. I give them money. They do not give me money, but I do want to give them a high five where it is absolutely due. And if you hear a strange vibrating whirring sound accompanying me today, it is not my marital aid. It is in fact the Normatec 3. And joining me today, Gilad Jacobs, who is the founder of Normatec Recovery. He is the chief innovation officer at one of the companies I love that gets me through races with guns and vibrating foam rollers at Hyperice, a global leader in fitness and sports technology. That was written down on a piece of paper. I did not invent that line. I was not paid to say it. Gilad, welcome to Kennedy Saves the World.
That is by far the best intro I've ever had in my entire life. So Thursday is a good day for me so far.
That if there is nothing else I specialize in, it is good intros. That's all. If that's all I can give to the world, then that I'm doing my very slight minor part saving it. So tell me about this, because I am wearing the Normatec 3 dynamic air compression leg thingies right now, and I feel quite good. I don't know what it's doing for me. I need you to explain why this is important.
Awesome. Yeah. So the Normatec 3 we just dropped last week. We're really excited about it. We're calling it the Normatec 3, but it's actually like our sixth or seventh generation Normatec. And we named the company after my late grandma, Norma. My little joke is I'm just glad her name wasn't Mildred or Fifi, because Fifi Tech wouldn't have the same kind of ring to it.
It's the Fifi Tech 3, turning you into a complete wuss.
So, you know, Normatec's been around for a while, and we were acquired by Hyperice and partnered up with them right before COVID started, and it's been fantastic. And what Normatec technology does is utilize air compression in boots. We have arms and hips as well, and it inflates air around your body and gives you a really awesome compression massage to increase blood flow, circulation, to make yourself feel better, to kick all the crap out of your body that you want out and get the good stuff in with oxygen and nutrients. So what you're feeling right now is a rhythmic massaging action that's coming from the small pump into the boots, and it's inflating and deflating. It's something that we pioneered and patented in terms of how it's actually deploying that air around your body. And it's hopefully feeling really good and getting the job done.
Yeah, I'm about 7 minutes into a 30-minute course with the Normatec 3 compression setup. I like what I'm feeling so far. I broke my foot for the fourth time in 2018, and I got a crappy version of this off of Amazon, and it only went up to my knees, and it didn't do anything. It didn't help the healing. It was frustrating. But this actually, the way that it is surgically deploying the compression and the air, you can definitely feel a difference in this technology versus what I had. All right, we got more of this interview after this.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, interestingly, in my last race, which was a week and a half ago, my legs swelled up really badly after the race, like right after the race. And it was humid and, you know, obviously it's a long day. If I had had something like this, would that have helped that post-race swelling?
For sure. I mean, when we got started, at first it was a tool to increase recovery after an injury or surgery. So you have a problem, a swollen ankle, ACL repair, you're going through surgical rehab. And it wasn't until a few years after we started with that, that the light bulb go off and we realized that everybody's working out hard, not everyone's injured. So we can help the injured athlete, but if we can help you when you're working out hard, both for post-race recovery, post-workout recovery, as well as pre for performance. You know, you mentioned Ironman and been just tremendous partners with us over the years, and kind of got started in the endurance world with Ironman and the athletes. I got taken under their wings in the early days when Normatec was just starting. I'd go out to Kona for the World Championships and would have like a one-way ticket and hopefully would sell maybe one Normatec and give me enough money to buy a trip back home. And the pros were out there and they were using this because up until now, when we got started, it was a massage or an ice bath. And that's typically what it was. I'm going to, you know, massage or ice bath, or I'm going to take a day off. Like I worked out really hard all week. Sunday's my rest day. And it just boggled my mind how we're so proactive and we're so into the workouts and we're throwing everything in the kitchen sink at our bodies to make the actual effort happen, but we're so passive on the recovery side. And if we can actually help our bodies get back to where we need to be and then some in a faster manner, we can actually put more workouts in and increase performance through that. So yeah, so using the Normatec post-workout would have and post-race would have not only helped some of the swelling, but also reduction of that delayed onset muscle soreness, the DOMS effect that we all feel after a hard workout. So you can actually get back to doing what you love even quicker.
Yes. I wonder what that would have been like on Monday, because it was interesting. I didn't really have soreness until Tuesday, and that's often how it goes. And, you know, the lactic acid builds up and, you know, the muscles are obviously sort of broken apart and beaten up, not in a horrible way. I mean, you do it for a reason. You do it to push your body and to push your mind. But, you know, it's much nicer to have something like this than just torturing yourself, because ice baths, they can be torture. Like, you have to go to a completely different place to withstand more than 30 seconds in an ice bath. And it's a total pain trying to get enough ice into your bathtub. And also, you don't want to have to be reliant on NSAIDs in order to take down some of the inflammation. So, you know, does this particularly help ultramarathon runners and endurance athletes who are expecting their bodies to do, you know, two or three times what, you know, the average runner or athlete does?
Well, for sure. And it really runs the whole continuum from people who are doing the ultra marathons and half Ironman and full Ironman distance races. And for anyone who's listening and doesn't exactly know what an Ironman is, right? Swim, bike, run, but the distances are just insane. I mean, you know, 2.4 miles swim, 112 mile bike, and then followed up by a marathon. And the best in the world are actually running the marathon portion of the Ironman marathon portion in less than 3 hours. So after 100 plus miles, which is insane. And a half Ironman is nothing to sneeze at either. So for those, you know, touched by the hand of God to be able to go out and even attempt some of this stuff, hugely beneficial. But what we found over the last number of years by doing this, we kind of started off, if you think of the potential customer, consumer, athlete as a pyramid, where the top 1% is at the top. As we started to access more and more of the general population, we worked our way down the pyramid, we had no idea how this would help people in different walks of life, right? Male, female, young, old, professional, not professional, aging weekend warrior to someone who's just starting out a fitness routine. And it turns out that because we're all, you know, the shin bone is connected to the knee bone in all of us, Our physiology is very similar. So whether you're putting in a massive, crazy effort, or you're just getting in your quick jog, you know, during lunchtime to try to stay fit as you age gracefully in this life of ours, anything that you're doing can be really enhanced by recovery and Normatec and the Hyperice product lineup in particular.
Yeah, and I do like I do like the gun. I think it's great, and there are all sorts of little heads that you can screw on to the massage gun and, you know, target things and have a little bit more coverage if you don't want to do damage to sensitive ligaments and veins and arteries, especially in your neck. So I like all that stuff, but I'm so intrigued by the leg compression. It's so fascinating. And I think I'm probably going to go out and run like a 6-minute mile tomorrow.
That'd be fast. Yeah. That'd be fast. We should document that and put that online.
My coach would see that and be like, oh, who'd you give your watch to?
Yeah.
My coach won the Ironman World Championship. And she...
Who's that?
Leanda Cave.
Oh, Leanda Cave. I'm good friends with Leanda. Tell her I say what's up.
I will. I'll tell you what's up, and I'll tell her that I'm in the Normatec compression technology, Normatec 3. And she will probably be very pleased about that because, you know, it's like I battle these minor injuries, knock on wood, and she constantly has to help me refine my program. And she's incredibly patient, but also, you know, someone who has excelled in the sport like she has. They understand every aspect of it, and they are so good. She is so good at anticipating anything that could possibly go wrong, you know, not just training, but recovery, injury prevention, nutrition. And, you know, I would put this up there. I like it. I like it very much. And I could definitely see if you're trying to push your body and ask it to do more than it has done in the past, something like this would be very, very helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually in Kona the year she won, and it was quite the dueling race towards the end there. She pulled it out and just in the pantheon of champions, and it's just so cool to hear her name. I haven't spoken to her in a few years. So
do you
want to
know the best thing about that? And maybe I'm speaking out of turn right now. This is my favorite story. She drank a bottle of wine the night before she did that race. Because she was nervous, she had nerves, and she said it wasn't one sitting, and she said it was over the course of a day, but it relaxed her. And you know, she doesn't tell her athletes to drink or to not drink, but that helped her immensely, and it got her to a place where she was able to let go of some of the stuff that was holding her back, maybe like the contents of her stomach. But then she went out and she won in the most, I would say, the most difficult Ironman that there is. Do you think Kona is the hardest?
I think, you know, between the pressure, between the heat, you know, you could make the argument that certain Ironmans that have higher elevations, you know, have different disciplines that are more challenging. Some people like that. Some people don't excel at that. But it's the championship for a reason. And it's just such a vibe when you're out there and seeing the athletes. And you're right. Drinking or not drinking or whatever you do legally to kind of get you in the right mindset. We know that performance is not just physical, but it's also mental. And if that allowed her, I never heard that story before. It's a great story. And I'm sure she's got even other ones that are even better that she hasn't told you yet. But
it is mental. I mean, so much. And a friend of mine was asking me that before my race, because I don't drink 2 weeks before I race because I don't want any inflammation. I don't want anything upsetting my sleep schedule. You know, I don't want any, I have enough to battle with physiologically on my own, thanks to my hillbilly and peasant stock. So I do whatever I can, but I think, you know, that story is, it's so funny and it's so amazing, but the sport is so mental. And my friend was asking me about that, and so much of it is overcoming. And I think that's why it's so satisfying. And that's why it can be so heartbreaking because, you know, some races, some training days, you are overcome. You are overcome by exhaustion and injury and bad choices in terms of, you know, trying out new gear, whatever. And then when you are actually able to push it into another gear and overcome on a course, I don't think there is any better feeling. And it, you know, just your training alone won't get you there. You can be incredibly well trained and still, you know, be very disciplined the 3 to 6 months up to that race and still fall apart. And, you know, I read this this great article before, you know, I was trying to figure out what to do with my nerves before the swim, because I always have, no matter how many I've done, and I've been competing in triathlon since 1995, I still get nervous right before the swim. And, you know, it's really easy. If you have a hard part of your race, it's easy to just give up and be like, ah, screw it. You know, my swim sucked. I guess this racing sucks. I guess just slow down, suck it. But I was having a hard time on the beginning of the swim, and this article said just refocus your energy. That is within your grasp, to refocus your energy and your mind. And I did that. The first half of my swim sucked. I'm like, you know what? No, I'm going to refocus this completely. And I took a bunch of time off my swim because the second half was better, and I was able to do that. So,
but well, like you said, you got to put it all together.
Yep.
You got to put it all together at the right time and the right place. And that's what makes champions, and having good days and bad days. And it's wacky sometimes, right? You put together what you think is a good day, and you're just like, man, that just didn't feel right. And other days you just go out there and you're like, wow, I didn't think that was good. And my times are actually better. And we see that across all sports, right? We work with all athletes at the professional and collegiate levels around the world, Olympic committees. And it's such an amazing journey that you see these athletes go on as they're getting ready for the big day. And you talked about the nerves leading up to the swim start at a half Ironman event, when I would drive Craig Alexander, the three-time Ironman Hawaii world champion, to the race start. Crowey in Kona, driving to the race start. So I'm sitting there, it's like 5:30 in the morning. I like go up to his hotel room to get ready and stuff. And he's sitting there, he's got his Normatex on, he's reading over his race notes, he's eating porridge, because he's Australian, he calls it porridge, not oatmeal, and getting his mindset. Then he gets in the car, and I'm like, all right, do I on the radio? Do I make a joke? Do I offer him a banana? Like, what do I do? And he's just sitting there and like, man, this dude is laser focused. And the best in the world, that's what they do. They can just figure out what they need to do in that right time and get themselves in that right headspace. I'm sure it doesn't always happen, but it's the mark of a professional. If you can decode a little bit of that, Kennedy, it sounds like you're well on your way to your next Ironman.
Well, I'm, I really just try and enjoy it. I try to enjoy pushing myself. I try to enjoy forgiving myself when my body doesn't do exactly what I would like it to do. And, you know, just try and have good people around me and, you know, good tools, good coaching, good family. I love my girls and I love how they cheer me on. And, of course, good technology. Well, Gilad, thank you so much for being here. I love the Normatec 3. I love your grandma and the inspiration that she has given you, because, you know, when you marry love and brilliance together, you come up with fantastic innovations that make people's lives better. And I can already tell that I've got a PR in my future.
Love it. Thanks so much for your time today, and can't wait to see what you do next.
Me too. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy.
For more podcasts from my friends at Fox, you can go to foxnewspodcast.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.